This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
It's just, even with a vaccine, we like still have a flu season that kills tens of thousands. Like, what if COVID is here forever? I don't know. I get kind of excited and sexy thinking about that kind of shit.
You get sexy?
Sexy?
Just like imagine like, ooh, every winter we all go into hibernating and it's like a cozy little thing and 250,000 people die every year until our loved ones are gone. I don't know. Does anyone else get horny and bothered by that thought?
I don't know. That's like kind of naughty.
Is that thought bae?
What?
It's like a zaddy idea.
What do you mean a zaddy idea?
Like imagine a guy who's like a silver fox telling you that even in 5 years, if we have a vaccine, this thing will just rule our lives until we're all gone. I don't know. That's kind of hot to think if it's Brett Favre breaking that news.
Wait, why Brett Favre?
Because he's a zaddy dude.
And so it continues.
You're grimacing more than usual at the top of this episode.
No, I just like, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to play copyrighted music. Let's just start the fucking show. Friday,
whoa.
February 26th, 5:30 Eastern, and we're on the border, we're on the brink. I don't know what else to say. That J&J vaccine has been seen by the FDA. That's federal dorky
asses.
It's been
approved.
Huh?
Sorry, what did you call the FDA?
The FDA is federal dork asses. Like, if you're going to be on an agency and sit there, then there's no way you were cool in high school, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're doing some pretty amazing things this year with the turnaround on a lot of these vaccines, because they also have to keep up their normal day-to-day. So they're kind of doing a double job for us, working overtime. So I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, yeah.
No, you don't. You called them dork asses, and you said if you are sitting on a seat at that agency, you were a loser in high school.
At an agency.
So like, what about like any of those like creative digital agencies where like cool young hip people work? Any agency, they were a dork in high school?
Dork asses, yeah.
What do you think people that were cool in high school do as their job now, if that's like your barometer?
Analysts. Mostly
so super close to the so close. They they probably have analysts at the agency.
Yeah,
they probably.
That's
yeah.
True.
So theoretically,
then the analysts at the agencies are cool.
Okay.
I have to carry the burden on this fucking show. Like today, I'm like feeling at an even keel, and I'm coming in with that fiery energy, that passion.
that passion. So passionate, you kind of stutter as you decide the emotion. I have that passion.
You also immediately gave up on music, and then as the intro for the show, you just said the exact date and time, which I feel like no one ever really wants to know on a podcast.
But that's because you got that passion, that hustle, that drive.
That drive,
that I don't quit type of shit energy, you know?
It'll be March when this comes out, so don't like date it by saying February 26th at the top. That makes it seem old and stale. Nobody wants to think about February once it's over. February is the worst. It's March, and you're like, it's February 26th. By the way, which is probably one of the worst dates in February. Like, the 26th, just get it over with. Maybe the 19th is worse. But, like, why do you have to remind us of that shit? It's March 4th or whatever the fuck. That's
March
exciting.
4th, like, let's March 4th into spring.
That would have been a good intro. That would have been a good intro.
Yeah, and you're just grabbing our... arms and saying, actually, it's February still, the 26th specifically.
Fine. March 4th. Let's march 4th into the new season.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very actually nice. Really good. Is that a Soylent?
Looks like a well.
It's a pop and bottle. It's this like pretty artisanal company I started investing in. They have
started investing in them?
MCT oil, energy, it's fair trade, and it's women founded. What the fuck? Woman founded.
You invested in it?
That's a plus. That's a good thing, especially if you're investing.
It feels like you're figuring out what the company is as you read the bottle, and you also sunk your cash into it, and you're upset that it was founded by women.
Well, I didn't invest in the company. I bought this. I bought this bottle for $8.
This is not investing.
Right. Well, this is a share.
No, it's not.
I'm voting with my dollars.
But you're not going to share. Do you share that?
No. Well, I let Avital have a sip, of course. It's 100 milligrams of caffeine, which seems like, a little, I don't know. They have a little icon. Do you think this is like 1.25 or like one or two?
Looks like a half.
I'm like jittery talking about it.
How many have you had?
I've had 3 of these today, $24. Yeah, 365.
You don't have to say the price of
spills
shit
on the microphone.
Woo! Jake and Amir, you just did your live show 2 days ago. How did that go?
It was awesome. That was us peaking. That was us at a high. Marika produced
it. Well,
because
you didn't adjust the sound levels.
Yeah.
We were yelling.
We peaked. We bottomed out. We stalled. We walked the room. Amir left the Zoom. It was a disaster. We have been dropped by our agency. We have been blacklisted by Hollywood. So I'd say it was
sorry.
A success. Yeah.
One of you guys said, I don't forget who it was or if it was a guest, but somebody said, we walked society. And that was like the funniest joke.
We walked Civ.
Western Civ as we know it is gone of us.
We left a high school history class in the wind. Gone forever.
God.
So loud.
And then Marika, what did you do? Because you were producing this.
Then don't do the sound effect if it doesn't transition to anything. That didn't separate any. It just cut me off and then you continued the conversation. Like didn't do it.
Right. Okay. But like Marika produced it. You guys were in it. I didn't even pay for the ticket. I used the code you sent to the Slack.
Yeah. You did send in a question that I saw that said, what's y'all's body count? Mm-hmm. Which I just
so
decided
let's get
to not
now.
Contribute.
Let's hear. We'll bleep these out, but let's finally.
It's
there's probably
this.
No
I
need, right?
That. Yeah. I don't want to say it out loud, Jake? Even if you bleep it.
I'm not going to say anything, but you could bleep this entire sentence that I've been talking. It'll kind of feel like you bleeped
Whoa,
for really, really long.
Jake!
Nice.
Man, dude.
Nice.
That's a huge number. That's why it took so long to get through it. Oh, branded content. Let's talk about it. What companies might want to work with the show, and how do we integrate that creatively so that it doesn't feel like we're shoving product down people's gullets?
We just spent like 5 minutes shoving a product down people's gullets. I mean, a shill for this caffeine milk company.
Pop and bottle. Yeah. This is the almond latte, vanilla cold brew. But they have matcha. I was going to say
they're
have matcha.
You're only promoting it because you're an investor.
I'm an outvestor.
What do you feel like is the best? What's the best brand to associate the HeadGum podcast?
MyPillow.
Aren't they Trump supporters? So.
Not for nothing. Okay. I tested that pillow when we did pillow reviews on the Goat Show. It's the worst pillow even before I found out that the guy was a fucking maniac.
Yeah, I guess
it's
that makes
terrible,
sense, though.
Pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been sad if they did a good pillow.
I guess that kind of tracks. You can be a bad person, and then that usually means you're bad at your hobby.
It's a bad pillow, but at least it's his.
Yeah, it should only be his. He deserves that pillow.
No, I truly believe that we need to get some kind of branded content deal done for this show. I mean, what's the show's ethos? What's the mission statement? I guess it would be answering the world's most pressing questions with podcasting's most important celebrities.
You're talking about this show?
That was...
He sure is.
Way self-aggrandizing.
That's a mission statement
that's what you think
or,
this
or
is?
An inaccurate description. That's not... A mission statement is usually
he
like...
said that was the show's ethos for sure.
Okay. That's like the opposite.
No, the mission statement, the mantra,
Last episode, you just interrupted people with a damn Daniel drop a lot, so I don't think you're necessarily...
Damn! Daniel! So I hit it again with the white man!
The thing is, Ferris mixes it to sound better. Like, he edits, he EQs the, like...
Yeah. But for us, it's painful, and you need to know that.
Yeah, Ferris, keep that one as is. Don't make it softer or better. I guess we could do Vans because of the Damn Daniel thing, like you mentioned. We could do UGG.
That's cool.
Amir, well, because Amir is constantly like, ugh, like, you know, UGG, UGH. So maybe there's
that's
an UGG
good.
To be had.
That's not bad.
Maybe there's like a cryotherapy thing to do. So like the four of us freeze our asses and kind of wax about it. We could do a wax.
I mean, I would love to do cryotherapy, I think.
That's great. Just,
You'd love it. I did it last year. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
It was an incredible experience.
What about instead of cryotherapy and we freeze our asses, we freeze our assets with cryptotherapy? Yeah. So we take all of our money and put it into like a Trezor wallet and invest in everything from Cardano to Tezos.
You
and then
don't deserve to have cash. You shouldn't have any money.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That was actually pretty interesting to hear. You don't. That's a good tagline for this idea.
Yeah.
Cryptotherapy. You don't deserve to have cash. That's not, I know we were joking about it, but that's really good.
So it's kind of like it's like a findom blockchain.
Yes.
That's kind of the deal.
Yes,
or it's like
exactly.
Negging. It's like exclusivity breeds supply and demand. So like mm-hmm. Arby's, for example, could, instead of we have the meats, like making it sound like it's readily available for anyone who walks through the door, it could be like, Arby's, you don't deserve the beef.
Yeah, that's good.
And then people are that's like, well, good. I think I could do the beef.
Yeah. I
well,
like
if this
that.
Was a if this was yeah. HeadCoin instead of HeadGum, we could release 500 serials of this episode, and after that, yeah. nobody else can listen to it. So we just artificially limit the supply. That way, people yeah. have to listen to it right away, and it'll go to the highest bidder. And then when you're done listening to it, you can actually sell it to somebody else at a profit. So it's the only podcast that pays you to listen to it.
Yeah,
and then you
sorry,
can
and
sell
off of Jeff, like off of Jeff's thing, Burger King, you could not have it your way would be the tagline. Just
yeah, yeah.
circling back to the other.
Yeah, the other thing was just this weird bad headline, yeah. like for a restaurant. I was talking about like kind of like breaking through the podcast space with something kind of interesting, cutting through the noise with like a token, almost like a certifiable token where it exists
McDonald's,
only in this marketplace.
Yeah. You're not loving it.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
You're not
okay.
loving
yeah,
it.
You're despising it.
So what?
That's good.
That's not good. That's nothing.
And how about for Popeyes? It would be like, no chicken for you.
That's good.
Not the, no, it's not. The tagline for Popeyes is love
is
that
what?
Chicken from Popeyes. So it'd be hate
no
that chicken
way.
From Popeyes. Not no chicken
you
for you.
Have
it's not the
from
soup
Popeyes.
Nazi. What's that?
KFC could be like, I don't think you are going to get any chicken today, sir.
Not today. Keeps going on.
Not today. Fat fucking chance in hell, you loser.
No way they're
no
using
chicken.
The F word in an ad
KFC,
or a tag.
Kentucky Fat Chance. No
good.
Way you get our chicken.
Okay, that's actually good.
Yeah.
This is like why that. We'll never be rich. But yeah.
There's got to be a way to get rich fast. I know we talk about it a lot on the show. I wonder if Adidas might sell. For a low price, but the revenue stays.
So you want to buy an entire $1 billion corporation?
We own the three stripes. We can make the motto anything we want. And
let's hear the Damn Daniel drop again.
No, please.
Damn Daniel.
Why not go after a brand that's like Adidas, but would be a little less expensive? Why not try our hand at acquiring an Umbro or not quite a Puma? What's lower than Puma?
What about Skyline Chili and we pivot instead of making like hot sauces?
Okay.
We do
you
fucking
make sneakers?
Socks. Yeah.
You guys really okay. have to focus your energy. You're all over the place. You're like rebranding KFC 1 second, talking about buying Adidas another, and then you're making chili again. Like you're too scatterbrained. You have to.
It's as irreverent as you owning a string of fucking numbers and letters and it being a basketball moment, and that's worth $3,000. It's yeah. as fucking crazy as that to me.
I don't know, because I'm actually
let's
doing
do
that.
Andrew Yang for New York City mayor, and then he rebrands the city as instead of the Big Apple, it's like you can't cross the bridge, and he closes the borders.
The 21 bridges.
What's that?
The 21 bridges.
I don't
like the movie.
Recall.
That's the plot of 21 Bridges. They close the bridges.
All right.
Well, you're sad about that? That someone else actually came up with something that's tangentially related to one of your stupid ass ideas? It's a movie. You should be happy, by the way, that that happened in real life.
You're talking about focusing your energies. We have to figure out what this fucking show is. Like, either we're all taking part in a central discourse and I'm just one player that happens to be on every episode, or I'm in the fucking driver's seat and you guys don't try to derail the show to talk about, like, branded content opportunities. Like,
you
started
that
one.
That.
All right, well, I forgot.
That. This is episode 40.
Don't yell at us.
Episode 40, and you're
Daddy
trying to
chill.
Figure... What was that?
Daddy, chill.
I feel like you're just goading
us.
He's
so close to leaving. It's been 15 minutes.
You're goading us into having a response that you can respond to from your soundboard. That's what it is. You gaslight us till we yell at you just so you can hit us with a daddy chill.
You're not wrong.
Let's just get it back on track. Let's have a genuine conversation for the next 6 minutes, all right? That can't be that fucking hard. Marika, you take the reins.
Say that into a mirror, man.
What?
Say that into me, man.
Jesus.
Marika takes the reins, slash Brownlee's druthers.
Okay, I'm now at the year point of the time that I last traveled, when I went to London.
I remember that.
Yeah, great times had thinking about it. When we can escape our homes, where is the first place you guys are going?
I've thought about this so much.
I've asked this on the show like 7 times. I'm not saying that we shouldn't talk about it, but people are going to yell at me online about it.
They won't, because I've got a different answer this time. Last time I said Iceland, but I'm going to say a different one this time. Okay. I resent the sound of the timer.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
Power through. Move on.
Okay. You don't have to put it in here.
Blumenfeld, where are you going to go?
Are we going international, or we have to stay in America?
Wait, Jake,
because
what did
other
you
countries
say?
Won't take
I haven't gone yet because it's a surprise.
Oh. Let's go domestic and international.
Okay. Domestic, East Coast. Haven't been in probably a year and a half at this point. So check out the situation there. Hopefully things are open up again. Whatever restaurants are left, I can enjoy. Maybe I'll go to Hawaii, a little tropical vacation, because I've been stuck in this desert climate for so long. So that'll be a nice change of pace. International, I can go to Canada. That's, you know, Vancouver is really nice. We can fly to Australia, New Zealand, Israel. A lot of options there. Go back to Europe. Haven't been to London in a while. Barcelona, Spain was great. Any of these cities that were ravaged by COVID, I can re-enter, enjoy, and, you know, take part in the Renaissance. And I guess last and certainly least, Austin, Texas. We were supposed to go to South by last year, couldn't go. And now it's completely destroyed by this storm. So I guess they're reopening that eventually. And then we can go back there and enjoy whatever's left of that city as well. So those are my 12 answers.
Where's the timer? Where's the timer at? I need to know. All right, cool.
2 minutes, 15 seconds. If you guys go to Auckland for a live show, you should have Mel Bracewell as a guest.
Okay.
We'll love her.
I'll remember that.
Fucking asshole.
That's a great... When Jeff says something earnest, you shoot him down. And when he does a fucking bit, you're mean to him. He can't win. You have to reward when Jeff's sweet.
When we do a show in Auckland, who knows when that'll happen? I can't remember that name for like 2.5 years. It's like, oh, wait, actually, I think back in February 26th or whatever the fuck, Jeff mentioned that we should have a specific opener for this city that we're doing.
New York. I'd love to go to New York. I'd love to go to New York to see Jake, see Marika, see my other friends who live in New York. Check out the New York office. I've never seen it, the new one. Mm-hmm. And fucking... Jake, you have 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Cool. Have you ever been to Machu Picchu?
No.
Well, I'm not fucking going there.
That was delayed from Marika having not been.
It still worked with me not fucking going there. I'm going to go to Croatia internationally. And domestically, I've been to 49 of the 50 states. The one state I have yet to go to is North Dakota. So as soon as we can travel, I'm going to go spend the weekend in Bismarck.
That's awesome.
With my wife. Yeah. It's cool. Going to be pretty damn nice.
I think you've seen enough of her.
That's funny.
Choose a new travel buddy.
Take Jill's name out of your fucking mouth, scumbag. Okay?
I didn't say anything.
Don't talk about my wife. Like
I didn't. I just said.
All right.
Oh my God.
Take her name. Why don't you forget you ever even fucking knew her?
Why? Right? I was just saying. All right. Fucking fine, man. Jesus
you don't
Christ.
Get to talk about my wife.
By the way, she texted me the other day wanting to go to North Dakota with me. Like, do you want me to accept that invitation? Now I feel
do
weird.
Do you know
like,
her new number? You have her new number then?
Jesus, yes. It's a group thread. We wanted to take a fun little... gal pal sort of couples trip situation.
Share that contact. Let's move on to the new segment, but let's share that contact with me, bud. All right. And then forget my wife's fucking name and her number. All right.
So you want me to delete the new number?
No, I want you to send it to me first. Ass.
And then delete it.
And then you'd delete it and forget her name. And take
I don't
want to
like be put in the middle, but Amir, I would really like probably fucking forget that you ever knew Jill. Like, right? Like, just to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
You're taking his side in this. He's the one who's overreacting. You don't have to take any side.
I mean, his feelings are valid. Like, I just think you should move on.
Forget. Tell him to forget her fucking name.
I think you shouldn't remember her name in a way.
I'm not going to be able to forget. Like, the more we talk about it, the more I'll probably remember her name. You can't tell someone to forget something. That's not how it works.
What's Jake's wife's name, Amir?
What?
What's Jake's wife's name?
It's Jill. I know what it is still. It's Jill.
I should take it out of your fucking mouth.
Don't know that. Don't have
I'm
that.
Answering his question. Fine. I won't say it anymore.
Like, he didn't even want me to forget it, and I did it just to make him comfortable.
I appreciate that.
Do you know what it is now?
Do I know what it is now?
Oh, my God. He forgot it. He fucking forgot it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to Shackle or Nah. This is Shackle or Nah. Jake is a veteran. You guys know Sam Shackle?
Yeah, she works at HeadGum. We played this game with her, but she's not here right now. So how can we play Shackle or Nah without Sam Shackle?
Well, it's sort of stuck. There's a lot of people on the Discord and Reddit being like, that episode was one of my favorites, and it had to have been because of Shackle or Nah. This one's Thousands Edition. Basically, I'm going to shout out some trends from the aughts, and you guys are going to say whether you'd shackle them or not. Basically, toss the handcuffs on them, bring them over. Hey, get over here, you know? And
no, I don't know.
That's Mortal Kombat in a way. Amir, did I pitch you my idea for like a VR game based on Mortal Kombat?
So close to the microphone.
It's so loud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got excited about the idea.
You hosted 40 episodes of the show and you never had to do that before. You never had to get that close to the mic.
It was a complete accident. Jordal Kombat. So it's basically like Scorpion and he's rocking, I don't know, Levi's 505s or something.
Yeah, that's copyright infringement and stupid. What was your question for the game?
All right, I'm going to list a couple of things. This is open discourse, not for cash, not a game.
I don't think that affected you, what I said. What your idea was so bad and illegal that I don't want it to like sort of wash over you and you didn't learn your lesson.
Everything's public domain at a certain point, and if I got upset every time someone talked to me the way you just did, I wouldn't be able to fucking get up in the morning.
Good.
That's I don't know what it is about how I operate within the world. It seems to rub people the wrong way. Even like passing glances with like cashiers, they tend to like shoot me glares, really.
What do you do when you're at the market? Let's see your passing glance.
All right, so where do I go? I'm at 365, right? Whole okay. Foods. I'm at the mochi refrigerator. There's someone right. else trying to grab some mochi, and I'm like,
oh, excuse me, can I get through here? I just need to grab some of this mochi. And you're shooting me an icy glare, like you're.
And you're not wearing a mask, right? That's just that's what you're.
Pull
exactly
your mask
down.
Like, how? I didn't hear you. Pull your mask down. No,
do not touch my face. Do not do that.
And you're like awfully. You're like grabbing at the mask. You're just pull your mask close to their eyes.
I want
to
see something.
You're menacing.
Just 1 second. I swear to God, I'll turn my face so that I don't fucking infect you.
You literally rub people the wrong way. That's the problem. You're rubbing people the wrong way.
All right, middle parts. Again, this is all aughts edition. Shackle or not.
Things that we are, we want to come back, we want to have now.
Exactly.
Shackling
them in a way. Kind of like, get over here.
I'll shackle it. I basically have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also basically have one.
I think it's the look.
I'll go nah. I don't look good in a side part. Or a middle part. Yeah.
I'll go shackle.
I want to see it.
My hair won't even allow it right now. It fights against the gravity too much. It has its own agenda.
If you could, you could just put your hair straight in front of your head. You could do bangs, right?
Should Amir get bangs?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Wow.
Hey, Batch.
It's not
Batch.
Bad.
What's that?
Batch. I think Amir should do curtain bangs.
I don't think so. I think the You're hair will get my bet. Eyes.
You're calling Amir a Batch?
No, I'm actually not
She's
a Batch.
She's so funny.
No, it's not. I resent the accusation. I'm not a Batch or your Batch. So like,
no,
leave
I just
that.
Like we'll be out to brunch. We used to be out to brunch like all the time, and you were
I've
like,
I've never seen you before
Jose,
at 8 p.m.
Fucking bottomless.
I've never seen you during
everything.
The day. I've never shared an egg with you on a weekend.
No, you wouldn't do the eggs. You would do the flapjacks. It was such a Batch move. Batch. It was
no,
so funny.
So.
Was,
I don't think so.
It was like it was
next
unbelievable.
One.
Have you guys
next one? Next one.
Easy, man.
Let's get the next one. I don't give a shit. I'm not even fucking kidding anymore. No.
He's doing a bit.
He's
no,
breaking
I,
down.
We keep on placating his ass, and it's just more of the same.
Jeffrey,
let's
okay?
get through this.
He was just being funny about your hair.
He's crying.
It was like a. You're making him weep.
Good. He's, good. I want him to be sad. I want him to.
Don't. Make him sad. He
I
has
really
to
do.
Host the show.
Yeah.
Just tell him.
He's in a closet crying.
He's laughing.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about the this one time we were out to brunch, Soho Warehouse, right? All you can hoard yams. And Amir is being so funny. It was like, it was unbelievable at a certain
point. Yeah. Right? This is exactly what happens when you give him
in
an
on
inch.
It and like, couldn't get enough of our banter.
He's
in
a sociopath. He feels nothing.
I mean,
there's no remorse. There's no growth.
I'm genuinely concerned for him, to be honest.
Have you guys ever done bottomless?
What?
Non-skinny jeans. Shackle or nah?
Shackle. Major shackle. I'm off skinny jeans. I unshackled them a long time ago.
What do you do now?
I wear JNCO jeans. I wear cargo shorts.
I don't think so.
I do. I wear Dave Matthews style pajama pant bottoms to work. Okay? That's my shit.
I'm not getting rid of skinny jeans because there's a time and a place for them. And I had already had to experience the boot cut dragging on the ground, getting wet, fraying at the edges thing, and I'm not going back to that.
Yeah.
But there's a time and a place for other kinds of jeans, and I will wear them at my discretion and be fine with whatever.
I'll have one tiny pair of black jeans. Just
tiny?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thin, so not even just skinny.
Tight.
Yeah. Sheer.
Thin in the waist, thin in the ankles. They're not my size. They're a youth medium. Okay.
So what's the inseam? Like 25?
14, brother.
Oh my God. Those are shorts.
Right.
Those are jorts.
Yeah. They're small. They're tight.
I'm wearing toddler shoes and a cowboy hat.
Why the cowboy hat? That's not in line with small.
Because I'm trying to do all you can hoard yams with y'all at the bottomless brunch thing.
What kind of toddler shoes?
Fucking Chucks, like little Converse.
Mm-hmm. But they're super, tiny Tims.
They're really cute, tiny ones for little baby feet.
Mm-hmm. So sweet. Do you say you need Tims, buddy?
I said Tiny Tims, like the character from that Christmas story, but as shoes for toddlers.
Christmas Carol. Yeah.
It's Micah.
Come here, sweet boy.
Holy shit.
Aww. Look at the dog.
It's a co-host.
He came down to find me because he's so fucking cute. I'll be up soon.
Not really, though.
Sorry.
I'm only about halfway through.
I'll be up pretty soon.
There's like 10 more minutes max.
Let's do lightning round. Dresses over jeans.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll go nah.
Was that ever a thing?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a time and a place, and I think I'd like to reserve the right. I'll shackle the bitch.
Okay. Yeah. What about Von Dutch hats?
Nah.
Nah. Yeah.
I'm going to go shackle.
What'd you say?
I'm going to go shackle.
Shackle really? What?
The Von Dutch hats, anything, I don't know.
anything?
I'm like so neutral on this at this point. Like the segment went way longer than it's supposed to. It's running a minute and a half late.
You're the host. You can end it. You could just like cut off the question. You're looking at the
also,
timer.
You were complaining about this probably being too short. So if it goes over, it's fine.
Survivor. 1, 2, 3. Shackle or nah? Answer all at once. Shackle. Let's go shackle.
Nah.
Yeah.
Amir, you haven't answered for the past like fucking four. Like either take part in the game or like take part in the game. Like those are your two options.
Then I'll leave.
No, don't leave. That wasn't gonna, like change the yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. Multicam sitcoms.
Shackle. Nah. Yeah, bring them back.
I love multicam.
They were funny then. Yeah. There's got to be a way to make them work again.
Let's do street art being considered highbrow. Shackle or nah?
Nah.
Like what?
What do you mean like what? Like the fucking Frick would frame. Honestly, at a certain point, at Thornsbury.
What?
Shackle.
A street artist.
The Frick would frame a Thornsbury, and then we have to say shackle or not to that. And you're mad that we're confused. Three of those words are not.
Moving on.
I'll shackle.
Yeah, I'll shackle it. What about blogging?
What about blogging, man?
Shackle it or not? That was like a fucking aughts thing. Everybody was on Tumblr. Everybody was on like their own e-zine that they would launch. Fucking Blogger. Blogger.
I have mixed feelings.
Live journal's gonna come back. Tabloid.
I want to start a newsletter. I felt like I could start a newsletter.
You should. A Substack of sorts?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's essentially blogging. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I feel like I think Twitter and TikTok have become what Tumblr was. Like, it's the same content. We're just recycling things over and over again.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same
So
shit.
I don't think we need
That's fair.
Tumblr. I think that like feeling lives on elsewhere.
Yeah. All right. What about tabloids? So like joke here.
Nah.
What's that?
Nah.
Not shackle.
Correct.
That's the game. It's shackle or nah. Like it's so easy to understand if you say nah or not. We played the game. We said nah. And then you were like, what? So that's not shackle? What are you talking about? The game is shackle
Forget
or
it.
Nah.
Forget it. You guys are going to love this next segment. Just give me a second. Well, that has been Shackle or Nah.
So low energy.
Right? It's been kind of a rough patch. I'm gonna edit this out, but just so you guys know, I've been kind of depressed.
Rika checked her phone during it.
All right, welcome to A Bunch of Boys or Smoker's Voice.
Oh my god, man.
Not everything has to be this or something that rhymes with it. Like, there are other things we can do. But yeah, Smoker's Voice or a what? A Bunch of Voice?
A Bunch of Boys.
Yeah, so
I'm interested in half of this. I'd like to know more.
I'm going to basically play some sound clips and you tell me whether it's you tell me whether it's a bunch of boys or someone with smoker's voice.
Okay.
You guys ready? This is for cash.
Yeah. How much?
$10 for every right answer, $1,000 owed to me for every wrong answer. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Ready?
No one's going to guess.
Can we answer now?
Yes.
Bunch of boys.
Correct.
I was going to say it too.
$10 to Marika. Here we go. How do you guys think? Yeah, never mind. I'll check in after. Number two.
Yeah. Down in the middle of the game.
Plane from Paris for about.
Smoker's voice.
22.
Correct.
Hour.
But for bonus points, this is for another $1,500. Who was it?
Sorry, let's this hear is $1,500 on top of my 10.
Let's hear it again.
So I have $1,510.
Right, yeah, here we go.
That was a fascinating flight.
What do you do for 22 hours on a flight? You have ways of entertaining yourself?
Well, they show movies that are not a big success anywhere else.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's Tom Waits. Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. All right, great. Well, I don't get 1500, but I don't owe you that cash. It's just...
Oh, no, that was... I should have mentioned that was double or nothing, so now you owe me $1,000.
No.
What do you mean you double or nothing? That doesn't make
sense.
What do
you
mean?
What do I mean? I should have mentioned.
Forget it. Here we go. Next sound. Yeah! There you
go. Go, it's a bunch of boys.
Keep going.
What'd you say, Marika?
Stop playing the clip. She guessed.
Correct. That's $10 to Marika Brownlee. $1,000 extra. You can double down, double or nothing. You want to double or nothing to tell me what was happening in that clip?
They were playing like T-ball baseball.
Correct. Shit. Yeah. All right. Now somebody needs to owe me money because I don't have that.
I technically do owe you $1,000.
Here we go.
According to the rules that you fucking made up.
I'd be very happy to talk about Carol Burnett.
I think
she's one of the greatest gals that I've ever met.
And as I understand, you're a little bit aware of some of the things. This is for a profile of Carol Burnett that they're doing on the morning news, and so they know about you and Carol.
It's Smoker's voice.
Correct. That's $10 for me.
I don't know when we're supposed to guess.
Anytime.
You know,
I should have said
so
it's
long.
Open season. It's like April with the vaccine.
Got it.
Amir, get off your phone because like the game only works with three participants. It's like a three-player game.
It's super obvious when you're on your phone. And I guess you don't even care.
Cube. Yeah.
Wow. Even worse.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like not limit my screen time.
I see.
Marika, what do you want to double down for who that was in the interview? Not who they were talking about.
I don't want to double down.
Copy that. Oh, that's all you had to do, Jake.
I didn't know I had anything to lose.
Difference. Oh, they try to go inside. Force it inside doesn't work.
I can see this being some kind of trick fucking question because it's a bunch of boys playing basketball, but it's the announcer is a
correct!
Smoker.
It is a bunch of boys playing basketball. That's exactly right. That's actually doubling down immediately, Jake. But because you didn't double down, you don't get the $1,000. Because
really?
What you should have done is that's a bunch of boys, and then I said, do you want to double down?
All right, cool. So I owe you $980, it sounds like.
Yes.
The next one's a smoker's voice. I heard a little clip of it come through a little bit. So I just want to get that in right now.
I would caution you not only to the wind, but also like...
So you do caution people before they lose money, because it seemed like that didn't happen when it was my turn.
Oh, no, Amir's going to lose money on this for sure.
Okay. No, man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one
gear. That's Charlie Sheen. It's a smoker's
voice. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different... Yeah. You know, I get tiger blood.
What'd you guys guess? I was like so... focused on him talking about how he was different.
Amir said smoker's voice, but I'm gonna go ahead and say okay, never mind, forget it.
Amir, do you want to double down for $1,000?
Yeah, like I said, I already said it was Charlie Sheen. Double down the $1,000.
Oh, if you already said it, then you don't. It's not doubling down. I have so anyway.
If you already said it, is he disqualified and now he owes you $1,000? Okay,
forget plus it. Live channels with no hidden news.
Yeah, that's a commercial.
YouTube TV, try it free.
You should pay for YouTube.
But damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white vans.
Dusty,
man.
Yes.
Daniel.
Boys. A bunch of boys.
Jake can have that, though.
It's a bunch of boys. Damn, Daniel. I've said a bunch of boys so
correct.
Many times.
Correct. Do you want to explain what was happening, Jake?
It sounds like they were on Ellen.
I'm the fucking one answering. It's my opportunity to
double or nothing. Sounds like it was when they brought him on Ellen.
That's exactly right. Amir not only gets $1,000, but he gets Jake's 10.
That's fucking insane.
And can I double that?
Last one.
Yeah.
You want
to
double down?
I wanted to double down on the $1,000. So $2,000 for Ellen.
You don't get to do this.
$2,000 to the man in white. Here we go. Last one.
I stood up for you.
Shows. Jake, there's something puzzling here.
Huh.
You're on a hit TV show in its fifth year.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park was an incredibly largest grossing movie of me. Why are you still fooling with independence? why?
That's funny.
It's Smoker's voice.
Correct. Do you want to double down?
Can I? Yeah. Jake Johnson was the laugh at the end.
Yes.
Right?
This is Triple or Nothing. Right? You get all the money pulled together if you get this right. What was the context? Do you want a triple or nothing?
His
or?
Career? Like, what do you mean, what was the context?
He was on Larry King for the triple. For the triple.
That's not. That's
exactly right.
No,
that's
right. Not. I mean, what is the context? That does not. It's not what that means. I knew it was Larry King.
Yeah.
Amir is the HeadGum Podcast spinner, biggest winner of all time.
I got Jake Johnson's voice from a
laugh.
That's
$1,000 at the beginning. That's $1,000 that Amir got from doubling down.
And
$1,000 that
Marika
got from doubling down. And the triple or nothing pool of it all, which is the entire 4,000 times three to Amir. That's $12,000 coming out of the company's budget.
I think that was the angriest I've ever seen Marika get.
Furious. Also, why aren't we recording the Zooms anymore?
I always forget.
That would have been a really good moment. That really would have been a really good moment.
That was incredibly honest of you, Jeff.
Amir.
Oh my God, I got it. The PayPal, $6,500. Yeah.
That's a deposit.
Bitch. I guess Jeff has access to
it. I'll see it. All you can eat, all you can drink brunch.
Don't do that.
Don't
do the horns.
Sorry. I thought Jake laughed. It was a smile, but I'm trying to like Lucas gauge whether it was out of like discomfort or whether it was like a laugh that he stifled for audio. And he has not confirmed either way. I'm going to have to do some mental gymnastics here and make it positive to me.
Is that it? Kind of stop talking. We should go if that's it.
It's been one of the strangest vibes of a record that we've ever done. I don't know.
Yeah, who do you think is responsible for that? You know, if you did do like a pie chart of who's responsible for the weird vibes, how big is each of our slices?
I don't want to like place the total blame on one person, but Amir, from the point where you refused, kind of really slighting Jake in a way, to forget Jill's name. I'm so sorry to say her name, Jake.
It's all right.
There was just like
in the context.
There was like a weird
30 minutes ago.
Exactly. That's why it's like the majority of the fucking episode. You want to talk about pie
if you
chart,
feel like he ruined the episode, why did you give him $12,000?
Because he
you
won know, the like, game. Fair is fair.
Wasn't fair.
It was on.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to fucking sit here and be berated by you guys of all people. Marika, what do you have to show for anything? Amir, you lost a Webby. You lost two Webbies, actually, and so did Jake.
Lost a Webby.
You hosted the Webbies. That's sort of nothing.
Lost a fucking Webby? You see this? This is why you record the Zoom. This is why you record the Zoom.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
For the first time on this show, this is actually historic, Marika. For the first time on this show, I'm in the wrong.
No way. 2010. That's not the first time.
Jake has a Webby.
People's Voice Award winner. Yeah.
This is insane. Marika, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. What the People's Voice Award means? That means that the judges at the Webbies didn't think we were good enough, but we had fans that trolled the fucking awards. And we won a
Webby.
That's
all that matters.
I did this writing fellowship at Funny or Die, and they had a bunch of Webbies. And I did this was back when the water bottle flip was really popular. So somewhere on my Instagram, there's a video of me doing the water bottle flip directly into an Emmy.
Nice.
Into an Emmy?
You mean a Webby.
Whatever, right?
Same thing.
Hmm? Whatever, right? All right.
I don't know who I am. This whole show has been me searching for a fucking identity. And I thought I was kind of figuring it out, especially last week's episode. Today's episode, really. And then, you know, recording this, it's like, I don't know what the direction of the show is. I don't know what my life's direction is.
I feel the same. I think we all feel the same way. So that's, I don't think you have to worry about that being just a you thing.
Kind of interesting that year.
I've always hated the Webbies. I think they're a garbage award. I think it's all a fucking pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the entry fees alone are kind of... big.
Yeah. Nice. You had to search for that word. The first word you learn as a 2-year-old, you had to sort of stop, pause, and think about it, and then land on big.
Yeah. It was, the prices are sky big.
Just, you said big. Live with big. That's fine.
Plugs. Marika, Jake, Amir, in that order. Let's hear what you have. You're working on. Point the people to projects, collabs, etc. The floor is yours.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon. I think there are a few shows that have live shows coming up that would also be fun to watch. Doughboys is doing their finale of the Tournament of Champions live, which is going to be a big deal at the end of March. People should watch that and listen to the new shows that are on the network.
Blumenfeld?
You said the order was actually going to be Marika, then me, then Blumenfeld.
Yeah, you so said you already in that messed order. Up. Also, I never got to answer where I'd like to travel to because you cut me off of my own segment. So I just want to say that now. I really want to go to Disney World personally. I'm really excited about that. So,
are you going to do Epcot? Epcot Center? Are you going to do run the gamut?
I'd like to do the full thing.
There's a restaurant in the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
That hotel has a really good restaurant.
Great. Thank you. I'll take that recommendation.
That's me being earnest.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
you can tell because he gets so small. His shoulders come to his ears. There's a good restaurant near Epcot. Oh, fuck.
Shit. Jake?
Yeah, listen to the new HeadGum shows. Listen to the old HeadGum shows, you know? I'm going to shout out one of my favorite shows is... it's, oh god damn it, I can't think of the name of it. This is really insane. A Funny Feeling. I could think of the host. Yeah. But yeah, A Funny Feeling. Betsy Sidaro, Marcy Giroux, great podcast.
Ghost Stories.
Yeah. Ghost Stories. It's been on the network for a very long time. And if you're looking for a new podcast to binge, go back. Binge it.
Let me just say, for my one plug, Jeff's a casual, man.
What does that mean?
I was just saying for my one plug, Jeff's a casual.
What is that?
Look it up, man. You're a fucking casual, dude. That's all I got to say. Also, listen to If I Were You. It's my podcast and follow me on Twitter. But all I got to say, dude,
it's like Jeffrey
James is a casual.
Smoking
dude.
A pipe, but you're reacting to it like... You've changed, man.
A casual is typically kicking back and rocking a casual beer with a friend.
Yeah. Okay, so what's
but
the
you
problem?
Are one.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just don't get it, I guess.
Well, I'm just saying that you're a casual, dude. Also, my basketball podcast, bro. It's called Buckets.
How are the plugs the messiest section of this podcast? The clothes. This is the one we do every week.
Is that it? You just want to say that I drink beer slowly?
I swear, dude, just a casual, dude.
It's like a Jeremy Strong impression almost.
I wonder if Nicholas Braun would have the brawn to do a HeadGum show.
Thank you so much for having me this week.
I would love that.
I think I'm going to take a month or two off going forward. But this has been awesome. I'll be back in May.
Just off of work entirely.
Yeah, I'm going to do a sabbatical situation.
Cool.
I just want to like narrow it down. Was
the
it something
episode,
that happened this,
this happened. Yeah, everything that happened right before me saying you were a casual has been the worst 53 minutes of my life.
I guess it seemed like it was a compliment.
It
you
was.
Really changed your tone.
I loved that about Jeff. Like, he's so comfortable in his own skin. He's
Say
a fucking
what you
casual.
Want. Say what you want about this guy, but he's a casual.
You can follow me on Twitter at JeffBoyRD. I'll just plug that one because Zunkle's Instagram's actually doing pretty fucking well. 12,000 fucking followers on the brink of not only verification.
So you don't need it.
I don't need it on my Instagram. I need it on my Twitter. Also, guess who fucking followed me the other fucking day?
Who? If you have to look, it's not that exciting, right?
He unfollowed, huh?
Did he unfollow? Kind of interesting. Was it a mistake?
He not only unfollowed, but there seems to be a mass exodus. I've lost 1,200 followers since we started recording.
Yeah, so it sounds like Zunkle needs some more.
It was the owner of the Bowery. It was the owner of the fucking Bowery, yeah. So he puts events on and, you know.
Yeah, no one cares.
Somersault played there. I think Dawes might have done a stint. They actually did a residency at the Wiltern, if I'm not mistaken.
But just to be clear, he doesn't follow you anymore, right? And it sounds like it was a mistake.
The worst part, he might not ever have followed me.
All right, cool. You sort of misunderstood. I guess Zunkle was a little confused about that.
I guess Zunkle might have gotten a little too drunkle last night.
Nice.
I had a fucking wine. I had a spritzer.
Yeah, you're a casual dude.
Oh my god,
you have heartburn or something.
I have a chest ache, yeah.
Let's hope he's having a heart attack.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Maybe even some guests on soon during a mere sabbatical.
Nice.
Catch you on the flip. Diesel. Diesel.
Worst
Catch
one
up
yet.
With him later. Sax.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.